You're listening to Sean Mulroney's Obesity Revolution. We're adding fact to fat. You can follow the conversation and Sean's weight loss journey. Now, here's Sean Mulroney.
When you're morbidly obese, 400, 500, 600 pounds, it's hard to lose weight. And what I hear from a lot that have lost their weight, it's just as hard to keep it off. And there's also those that have lost that amount of weight and have put it back on. And I know quite a few that have been on both sides. And our guest today is going to really help us understand both sides of the perspective. This is the Obesity Revolution. I'm Sean Mulroney.
I'm Brandon Glore.
Think about this. Losing weight is hard.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? But being overweight is hard. You got to choose your hard. You got to choose, you know, what pain. And you always say that, be comfortable being uncomfortable. You said that from day one to me. For instance, you've worked with clients that are, you know, need to lose 100 pounds, 75 pounds, 30 pounds. That's hard, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then how about now with a perspective of working with somebody like me and the rest of everybody, that clientele that is untapped, nobody wanted to work with them. It's even harder because it's so overwhelming.
Yes.
What's your thoughts on it since working with a bunch of people and seeing them and then, you know, maintaining it is a whole other aspect.
It is. And we're just coming across that maintaining. We got a couple strategies where we're taking to go into that. But with Mike, to hear his story about how he got rid of all of it and brought it back on in a really short amount of time for a lot of weight.
Right.
And then to bring it back off and to hear where he's at now is exciting, and hopefully some people can relate to this.
Absolutely. And you know, Brandon, you know, I love what, you know, our podcast is doing. It's helping and changing lives. But you know, I love getting reviews. We're getting great reviews. So I want to read a review that came in, and here's what they said. They said, I struggle with obesity, and the Obesity Revolution has helped me in so many ways. Thank you for changing my life, Brandon and Sean. Can't wait for the next episode.
Cool.
That's pretty cool, isn't it?
Yes.
You go to theobesityrevolution.com/podcast. You'll see the podcast link. We want you to write a review for us too as well.
Please.
Because yes, it will help us out. We'd be very thankful for that. We want to see how it's changing lives. I mean, it's just a measuring stick, but we also want you to get the help that you need. And, you know, I'm excited about this guest that we have today, Brandon.
Yes.
Well, you know, we have a really what we're talking about, the things that we're going through, talking about the weight. Once you lose it and then gain it back, then you lose it again. Mm-hmm. And people don't understand about the maintenance aspect. But, you know, I believe we have one of the best guests. He's a friend of mine. We've known each other for quite a while. And this man can speak to this effect. And we're so happy to have with us Mike Gorman, or as everybody knows, as a celebrity status, is Gormy Goes Keto. And he's rocking his journey and really got his mindset down, which you talk about all the time, because mindset is important.
Mm-hmm.
So Mike Gorman, Gormy, welcome to our podcast. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good, my man. Thank you. Thank you. I'm glad to be able to talk to you guys today. I'm excited for it.
Me too, brother. Man, we've known each other for quite a while, Gormy, haven't we? I mean, for probably 6-7 years, give or take.
Yeah, I was going to say it's been around there. 6 or 7 years we've been connected.
Yes, we have. And, you know, you've been an inspiration, man, especially now. And you can speak to the effect. I mean, but, you know, we talk about losing weight. It's one thing to lose weight. It's another thing to maintain it. But then gaining it back is something, Brandon. I mean, you think about that, don't you?
The majority of individuals, 85% or so plus, my numbers aren't perfect there, but that lose 30 pounds or more, put it back on and then some. And in Mike's case, it was quite a bit. And I'm excited to talk to you, Mike. I got a lot of in-house clients here that follow you and talk about you quite a bit. So your ears are burning when we're in the studio working. So I'm excited to get to speak with you in person today.
Definitely. Definitely. That's definitely, you know, I think you guys are doing some awesome work, and I definitely am connected with a good number of people that are there.
That's good. Now, let me ask you this. Now, what is your backstory?
I grew up a very, very overweight kid. At the age of 10, I was over 200 pounds, and my parents put me on my first diet. And that kind of set off that cycle of lose, gain that followed me through most of my life. Mm. I'm in my 40s. So like most kids that grew up in the 80s and 90s, I tried a lot of the diets that were out there then. You know, I did Weight Watchers. I think I've done Weight Watchers in 3 or 4 different forms. you know, as it's morphed throughout the years. I was a big fan of Deal-A-Meal, Richard Simmons Deal-A-Meal. I remember having a wallet full of cards and kind of like going through doing that was a lot. I think that aspect of it always kind of appealed to me. Like it seemed like fun, but like there was a comedian who used to make a joke that he just went and bought more cards. And I always used to be like, I think that's true. Like all you need is some extra, if you could get a hand on someone else's cards, you could cheat that one. And I had some moments where I would lose 100 pounds and regain 200 pounds and my weight kept growing. It stayed relatively, you know, I say relatively under control. I actually was 350 in high school at my sophomore year, but lost weight, went to college in like the 250 range and stayed within like the 250, 300 range for most of college. It was when I was out on my own and finally, you know, buying everything myself, living completely alone, all of those things that things really kind of got a little out of control for me. And I got to my heaviest weight of 540 pounds. And I was in the 500s probably for a good, you know, at least 5 or 6 years, if not more, just kind of like living that existence the way it was. I had eventually gotten to the point that I was too big for the job I was doing and realized that, and it was my career and I needed to make a change. So I had an opportunity to move to California. I lived in Rhode Island at the time, my home state, moved to California. And things just didn't work out there. Opportunities that I thought were going to be there were not, and found myself unemployed back here on the East Coast. Eventually, as soon as I was working again, any weight I lost through what I called the poverty diet came back immediately. And I lost a job I had found because the company closed. And I realized there was no one who was going to hire me at 540 pounds, barely able to stand for a few minutes, barely able to walk. And I needed to be able to pay the rent. I needed to be able to, you know, buy myself groceries. I needed to do all these things. So I made the decision then that I was going to lose weight to get work, which I think sometimes, you know, we make decisions for different reasons. Mm-hmm. And I had decided I needed to lose weight to get work. And that was my goal. And I never did any work on the mindset or anything along those lines, but I was motivated and, you know, committed and set a goal to hit 210 pounds by my 40th birthday. And I did that. That was late April, May of 2013. And I had lost over 300 pounds, discovered this whole new world, this whole new life, this whole new body, and didn't know how to handle it. And really hadn't prepared myself at all mentally for any of the challenges or to deal with the addictions I had and all of those things. And immediately fell back into it all very heavily, very quickly. It was one cheat meal that set me off. And it set off a roller coaster that led to me in October of 2013. So just a little over 5 months later, I was 480 pounds.
Wow.
I'm honestly, I've said this before in other podcasts, I'm not sure how I'm alive. Somehow I am. Eventually working with a doctor through another medical crisis I had years later, we discovered at some point in my past, I had a heart attack and didn't know about it.
Wow.
And I'm convinced that it was during that time, from just the sheer amount of fluid that immediately came back on my body and all of those things. But I got back up into the high 400s and felt, like that was my destiny. Like, okay, you fought this, you waged a battle and lost, and clearly, there's no changing. So just embrace life as short as it's going to be. You know, do the things that you get pleasure out of and live. And I did that for a few years. I had accepted that I would probably die. I was showing the signs of extremely out of control blood sugar and diabetes. I had neuropathy in my feet, wounds that wouldn't heal. My legs used to swell and weep. I would get dizzy after eating, incredibly thirsty, urinating all the like every. If you go to like Google, what are the symptoms of diabetes? I could check them all off. I clearly had trouble. I had a 24-inch neck, so I had trouble sleeping. So I used to sleep sitting up. I also had an aversion to doctors, which is a great thing to have when you're dealing with all those issues, you know. So I was self-treating a lot of things. And February of 2017 came around and my family was in crisis. My parents had come into custody of two infants that were the children of another member of my family that could no longer care for them. And my dad one night said to me, I realize that I will probably not live until They graduate college. So I need to know that you're going to be around to help them.
Wow.
And he wasn't saying it to put pressure on me. He wasn't saying it to tell me I need you to lose weight or any of those things. Like, my family accepted me for who I was and what I was. He was saying it because he needed to. He needed to express out loud that he knew that that was a possibility and that it could be a very real reality. So I went home that night and was like, immediately, I need to make some change. You know, I'm not going to be there. I'm going to die before these girls get to school if I don't do something. Mm. So I started working on making change. And it's funny. I think, you know, I think a lot of overweight people out there can relate to this. We're the best diet experts in the world. Mm-hmm. We keep up on the research. We keep up on what's hot and new and yes. current. And even if we're not doing it, we know what's there.
Yes, yes. Yeah. If they couldn't see us score exactly. me, we'd be great nutritionalists. You know what I mean? Behind closed doors on a radio show, you know, type thing.
Oh, completely.
Yes.
Completely. I think sometimes, like, someone who has lived most of their life very overweight would make the best coach because they would be able to relate so well, but also would have this knowledge.
That's good.
So I, when I lost the weight in 2013, I followed a primarily paleo diet, you know, whole ingredients, whole foods, clean foods, whatever you want to call it. And I leaned towards the low carb side of things, but never really embraced it fully. Keto started to come to the forefront. And so I decided I was going to look into it. I bought two books by two people that I had just seen online and read those books, I think on like a Friday and Saturday, and decided on Sunday I was getting started. I'm an all or nothing person. So I stayed up late on that Sunday night and cleaned out my house and started that Monday. And that was in middle of February 2017. And I was 470 pounds when I stepped on the scale that morning. And I had been like 480, 490 when I had stepped on a few months before. So I think naturally, you know, I had started to pull back a little bit because I knew my health was failing and all of those things were going on. I got started then. And I, since that time, I had a couple of weeks in later, the end of the summer of that year that I kind of fell off, but I got back on. And since that time, I've lost 265 pounds.
Wow. That's amazing.
It's amazing. That is the shiznit. I mean, seriously. Man, Gourmet, the thing I want to ask you real quick, okay, how long did it take you to gain back the weight, did you say?
I gained it back in less than 6 months.
Wow.
And what do you think? Is that because of food addiction? What do you think? You said one cheat meal. So explain that to us.
Sure. Because I have honestly very vivid memories of this. Like, I had gone on a vacation for my 40th birthday to California. I did great on vacation. Stuck to my plan, all those things. I remember getting to the airport flying home. And I honestly was at the airport flying home buying a water at the gift shop. And at the checkout, they had a bag of Reese's cups, like a travel bag or whatever. And I remember thinking, you did so well on your vacation. You earned those Reese's cups. Mm-hmm. So I bought them and I ate them on the plane. When I got to Baltimore, my layover, this was coming back from California, from San Diego. I got to Baltimore. And at the Baltimore airport, I was starving at that point, especially because really I was eating so low carb naturally at that point. And, you know, also not eating a lot of food and my calories were really low. I was hungry by the time we got to the Baltimore airport. It was nighttime. I hadn't really eaten much that day besides the candy. And there was an Arby's. So I got a few beef and cheddars and was like, okay, this is your cheat meal. This is fine. You know, enjoy it. You're traveling. When you get home, back on plan. Because I hadn't eaten a lot of wheat for a long time, when you eat wheat again, your body reacts. Mm-hmm. So I woke up the next day feeling like I was hungover and sick.
Yeah.
And I went to work. I had to go to work my first day back. And my boss is like, you don't look good. You should go home. Like, you probably caught something on the airplane. Go home. Relax. So I headed home and I was like, I need to stop and get food. I went to Whole Foods and bought chicken and broccoli because that's what you did when you were dieting, you know, chicken and broccoli. And I was walking around the store and I remember walking past the bakery, and at the bakery they had caramel bacon brownies. They did them once every 3 months and I knew it like clockwork when they were coming out. And I just had this sense that they might be there. I always looked for them even when I knew I wasn't buying them. And cause this was back before bacon was on everything. Like, yeah, yeah. You know, like you had,
right.
This was, you know, 6 years ago. You had to fight to find bacon then. So I decided I was going to buy a bacon brownie and I got some local ice cream and I'm like, this is your cheat meal. Like, enjoy this last day. It's done. It's done. Mm-hmm. It's done. And by the time I got to the car, I had convinced myself it was not just a cheat meal. It was a cheat day. And the cheat day led me to the McDonald's drive-thru on the way home. And then that night, I decided it was a cheat weekend, and I ordered a pizza. And I was eating this food that was literally making me sick the way I felt. Mm-hmm. But I was getting that hit, that rush, that dopamine hit, that high, literally, from the food. So I kept going. And I actually ended up putting on 30 pounds that weekend.
Wow.
Obviously, you know, I'm sure Brandon could jump in here, but, you know, you can't put on 30 pounds right. of fat in a weekend. That's not possible. It was primarily water. My body was so depleted at that point that I have so many fat cells on it that were shrunk that they just sucked that water up like a sponge. All of that, especially having been mostly, kind of lower carb, paleo, by eating all those high density carb foods, my body was just soaking up water. So I was then kind of off the rails. I decided by the Sunday that I was taking a week off from my diet. And by the Wednesday, I was completely like, I'm done. I don't need to diet anymore. I can't do this. I had started to convince myself that losing weight was the unnatural state for my body and my life. And that I was meant to be this person that enjoyed food. And I was meant to be this person that lived that life. And within the first month, I had put on 100 pounds.
Oh my gosh.
And then I stopped weighing myself because I was like, I just didn't want to, you know, see the numbers anymore. And it was October that, and by then I was wearing, I had very little of my older clothing left, but what I did have left was what I was wearing. I had to go to my boss at work because I had work shirts that I wore and tell him that I needed bigger shirts and they didn't sell, the vendor we used didn't sell the size I needed. So I actually ended up having to get shirts, find them, bring them to the place that did the embroidering and having the shirts made. So I had shirts that I could wear at work and just immediately went back. I had gotten rid of all my bigger clothing and basically needed to rebuy it all again. And I felt trapped. And at that point, the only real joy I had was the eating. And I had thrown away everything else in my life that I was building through that journey and realized, you know, I basically made the decision, well, if this is all you have and this is all you can enjoy, you might as well enjoy it.
Wow. How was going through that? You know, you discussed a little bit, but like mentally, how did you feel through that? Did each meal you sit down to eat at, did you feel like you were failing each time? Or have you kind of convinced yourself and talked yourself into that it was okay? It was just the way it was going, just to feel a little bit better about it momentarily.
Honestly, it was a party.
Wow.
I had restricted myself for almost 2 years at that point, you know, a little over 2 years to lose weight and change how I was eating and all taking all that food away. And it was literally like I was excited to fulfill every whim I had. And every whim I had, I fulfilled.
Wow.
Like if I was like, I'm craving, like if I'm lying in bed at midnight and I was craving something, I went and got it.
Wow.
You know, one of the things I remember doing is if I wanted Big Macs, but I also wanted onion rings from Burger King and I wanted tacos, I would hit Taco Bell, Burger King and McDonald's right near each other. Mm. There was no thought that there'll always be tomorrow. Like that's one of the things I talk about with people now a lot. Like, you know, when we think about foods and when we think about eating foods that are off plans or indulging or things along those lines, like we have to remember that it's that scarcity mindset that can sometimes set us off. Like we think that there'll never be food again, so we have to eat it all right now.
Yeah.
And I think I live life like every meal was my last meal. My coach who I work with now actually at one point said, do you remember like what a big day of eating was like for you back then? I'm like, I do. He's like, why don't you enter it into your tracker and just let me know? Kind of, I'm just really curious.
Wow.
When I hit 25,000 calories, I stopped inputting.
Oh, in a day?
Yeah. Yeah.
Man.
And I hadn't finished my day yet. Like, and that was a day that, and it wasn't like, this is a weird day. This was my average weekday at work that I was calculating.
That's crazy.
Were you going to say something there, Brandon? Your light went off right now.
Going back with that, you mentioned you had a coach.
Mm-hmm.
Your previous big weight loss from, I guess, what,
2017?
One previously.
No. 13, right?
Before you put it all back on.
Yep.
Did you have a coach then?
I did not. I did not. I did everything alone then. And even when I started in 2017, I wasn't working with a coach. I started working with the coach in October of 2018.
Do you think the accountability of a coach is the mind shift you needed for where you're at now? Does that make a big difference for you? Or
In so many ways. Like, I can't even like say enough. Like, I had started my journey alone again because I'm very much, you know, pigheaded and stubborn, and I can do this alone. Mm-hmm. And I reached a point in October, like the fall of 2018, where I was regaining weight, and I was still following what I thought was my plan to the best of my ability, but I was stagnant. I wasn't doing well, and I was starting to see old behaviors come back, and I got scared. I got really, really scared, and I knew I needed help to get stricter and kind of get a handle on my mindset. And I also had the thought, to be honest with you, that I've never been successful in maintenance, so I need someone to help me get there.
Right.
I need someone to help me prepare for that and plan what the challenges will be and see what the challenges will be. So I had a friend that I was connected to on Instagram who let me know. He knew I was looking for a coach, and he said, I just want you to know that I'm actually going to start coaching with this program. If it's something you're interested in, let's talk about it. This isn't a hard sell, but I know it's something you're interested in, and I think, you know, we connect on a lot of levels. So I reached out to him and said, let's explore this. I said, I remember saying to him our first discussion, I just want you to know that I think I'm completely uncoachable, that I'm a defensive pile of nerves and crap, and you're not going to be able to work with me. And he said, okay, challenge accepted. And we had a lot of those discussions where I would say things that made him laugh, and he would say things that made me laugh in those early days. But we have been working together since October of 2018. I was 293 pounds when we started working together. Mm. And also, I remembered, like, one of the things Brandon said was, you know, do you think that has an effect on like my mindset now? And like, I honestly, like, I don't think I actually started working on or conquering my food addiction until I started working with him.
Mm.
Like,
that's
I don't think I found the cognizance and the ability to kind of get myself reflected back to me and to be challenged to think about things and to work on things until I was with him. Because it's easy, as much as you want to alone.
Oh, no doubt.
Sometimes tackling those problems, you need someone else to say, hey, maybe you're missing this. Like, hey, maybe, have you thought about this though? Like, it can be an amazing mirror to hold up to your life, to have someone else reflect that back to you.
That's good. That was an incredible backstory, Brandon. Mm-hmm. I mean, seriously, this can change your life. Listen to him. He's not only, you know, lost the weight, but gained it back and then lost it again. But what I feel led right now, Gormley, because of the backstory, I'd like this to be a two-parter. And what I'd like to do is just wrap this up right now. Man, Gormley, you said it all, man. We're going to have part two. That's a wrap on part one of the Obesity Revolution podcast. I'm Sean Maroney. Get healthy.
And I'm Brandon Glore. Stay healthy.
That's right. Until next time.
Thanks for listening to the Obesity Revolution. You can follow Sean's weight loss journey at hashtag Team Sean, hashtag The Obesity Revolution, or go to theobesityrevolution.com.